Hello, I'm Oris Dickey. I'm a former board member of the Ukrainian-Canadian Professional Business Association of Ottawa, and I'm reporting to you today for the Ukrainian Hour. I'm joined today by Father Michael Wynn. Since August 2009, Father Wynn has been the rector at the Holy Spirit Seminary in Ottawa. Welcome to the program, Father Wynn.
Hi.
Father, tell our listeners about yourself.
Well, I'm a priest, a Ukrainian Catholic priest, for just under 17 years as the date of this interview, and I'm actually originally from Ottawa. I grew up here, born in Toronto, but raised in Ottawa, and I'm a priest belonging to the Archeparchy of Winnipeg. And I was, after different parochial assignments and work in the chancery, and sometimes some graduate work, the Archbishop had asked me to come here to Ottawa to take over as the rector of the seminary, and here I am. It's nice to be here, back in my hometown, but I don't get to see as many of my friends and my family as I sometimes would like to, because I guess of the schedule at the seminary and my commitment to that as well.
Okay, and tell us a little bit more about the seminary. There's a lot of people who don't know what kind of institution it is, and tell us more about that.
Sure. The seminary, first of all, is the major house of formation for Ukrainian Catholic clergy in Canada. The Holy Spirit Seminary is the only major seminary in Canada for our church. It was founded, I believe, in 1981, and it first existed in form a number of different houses, one of them being on Queen Elizabeth Drive. It used to be the nuncio's place, but that place has since burned down. We've been in our present location since about 1984, 1030 Graceline Road. It used to be an Augustinian monastery, but our bishops had bought it back then. And the seminary, the first rector was Father Joseph Andradishin. Many of you would remember him. He has since reposed in the Lord after his great work that he did for our church in Ukraine and the tribunals there. And I'm right now the sixth director. After Father Andradishin, it's Father Andrew Vach, then Father David Maltsyuk, now Bishop David, then Father Ken Novakovsky, now Bishop Ken, and Father Andrei Kachua, who is called back to Saskatchewan, and myself. So the seminary is where men come after having discerned that they perhaps have a vocation to continue that discernment, and they enter into a program of between 4 to 6 years of philosophical and theological academic studies. There are also pastoral formation studies that they will take and activities in order to widen their experience. Pastoral activities would include chaplaincy work, teaching catechetics, going to prisons, hospitals, old folks' homes, seniors' homes. A variety of different soup kitchens, the Shepherd's Good Hope, the I think it's called the Mission downtown, and also there's a spiritual formation that takes place through in the seminary with in-house classes on various topics, more of the practical application of the theology that they're learning in a day-to-day ministerial life as a parish priest, and of course the many different services, the beautiful services we have. And there's also a human formation that takes place. Each of the men have a spiritual father, a spiritual director, to assist them with their personal prayer, so that all of these different areas, academic, spiritual, pastoral, and human, can be integrated together, so that we end up with a whole person who is flourishing in the spiritual life and be able to give themselves to the communities to which the bishop will assign them.
And how many students do you have at the seminary at present?
Well, presently we have 4 men. It's, I believe, the lowest we've ever had. Every seminary, whether Ukrainian Catholic or Roman Catholic in North America, is undergoing low numbers. The Roman Catholics are seeing a trend upwards right now, and I hope that we always lag behind them, so I think that will probably happen with us as well. The 4 good men. Presently they're Stefan Pankiu, who is hailing from Toronto right now, although he was born in Ukraine. His father is a priest. Olis Lischuk, who's from Oshawa, Ontario. Also Andrew Bennett, who is originally from Toronto but been here in Ottawa for many years, and he's studying, all 3 of them are studying for the Eparchy of Toronto. And then Elie Bavota, who is originally from Romania, but he's studying for the Stanford Eparchy in Connecticut. So those are the four. There's one man, Bogdan Timkiu, originally from Poland, studying for the Eparchy of Toronto, who is now on a pastoral assignment. So he's, after doing all this theology, he's now in a parish in Toronto, or a number of parishes, and he's assisting the pastor and getting a hands-on training from the pastors in which he deals with, so that he's prepared when the time comes for ordination.
And I understand that the seminary has a connection with the Shatitsky Institute of Eastern Christian Studies at Ottawa's St. Paul University. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us more about that connection, that relationship?
Sure. I really believe that the seminary and the institute are symbiotic. In other words, they need each other for life. Our bishops, under the direction and leadership of Metropolitan Maxim of blessed memory, asked the institute, which is established at Catholic Theological Union in Chicago by Father Andriy Chorosky, asked them to come here to Canada, to St. Paul. An incredible vision that Metropolitan had, and the other bishops joined him with that. And they arrived in the early 90s. And from that moment, as soon as they arrived, the seminary and the institute, Shepitsky Institute, have been walking hand in hand. All of our men take their theology at St. Paul University through the Shepitsky Institute. In the early days, they only provided a few courses. But now, we have an ability to get an undergrad, a bachelor's degree. We're able to get a master's degree and also a doctorate on the civil side, and a licentiate and a doctorate on the ecclesiastical side. And so we can't do without them, and we are often, not often, but at least half of the students, you know. Now, there are other students that come from all over. I myself am a graduate of the institute. And when they arrived, I was actually in the Roman Catholic Seminary. I'm a convert. I returned to the church of at least half my ancestors, my mom's side. And I was one of the first, I like to call myself one of the first groupies of the Shetitsky Institute when they arrived. But I was also blessed to be sent by Metropolitan Michael Bisdell in 2003 back to Ottawa to do a master's and a licentiate in theology. Then I was able to study under the founder, Father Andriy Chorosky, Father Peter Galazza, who is, you know, perhaps one of the world's best Byzantine liturgyologists. He has studied under Father Robert Taft. Those who know these will recognize these names. And Father John Gillian from the Orthodox Church of America, an incredible, incredible professor. Father Andrew Nofatico, incredible with scripture. I enjoyed his courses very much. And there have been many other professors and other teachers who have taught there. And so Father Steve Wojciechowski is now the director of the Institute, and he's brought some very good leadership to it in these last few years that he's been there. Not that I wasn't there before, but I can speak of at least the recent years more. I've been able to discuss more with him as of late. So.
Very good. And before we wrap up today, are there any last messages you would like to leave our audience with?
Sure. You know, if you'd like to come visit the seminary, please do. You know, our phone number is 727-1255. You can look us up on the internet at holyspiritseminary.org. And we welcome visitors all the time. Just call ahead so that we can make arrangements. Although at the same time, we're not a tourist area. We hope to be able to see you in the community. And if there's any young man out there who's thinking about priesthood, give me a call. I want to talk to you about it.
Great. Thank you very much for joining me today. I was speaking with Father Michael Wynn. Father Wynn is the rector at the Holy Spirit Seminary in Ottawa. Reporting for the Ukrainian Hour on Radio Chin, I'm Oris Dickey.